Yes, we are now live. We are now live, man. Colorado, Bay Area, and Detroit music podcast. This is a podcast for upcoming artists. On the watch, I don't care where you're from. Like, we usually, me, I got soul appeal to the Bay artists and to the Detroit music scene. In Colorado as well, compared to what we're doing and the people that we're getting to listen to us or to hear us. So it was definitely like a different kind of, it was definitely like a different kind of vibe that we were trying to give. I didn't want to do a podcast where we're fucking showing off artists that are already up, you know? Like, what's the point of that? Like, that shit's retarded. To me, it's dumb. I didn't find no fun in like promoting artists that were already up, you know? So like, the point of this podcast, this is episode 5, we're doing music reviews, getting artists to either submit their music to my email, that's what I was doing for a bit, or even just having them call up my line and getting an interview with them, just to like get them out. Like, I started using social media and getting like the influencer vibe, I guess, or the influencer mindset. Once I started hitting 5 to 7K and fucking followers and started hitting like 500,000 in views, that's when like I started realizing, hey, if I can get views and get people to watch, we might as well get people to support the artists actually upcoming, you know, like the artists that are booming. And what's the best way to get people to watch other artists is either making podcasts, fucking making people watch, like some, giving them fucking something to feed off of or to feed into. And it's cool because like there's a lot of dope ass artists out there, bro, whether if you are in Colorado, Detroit, California, fucking Atlanta. Dude, I met some fucking people in Australia making dope ass music, you know? And it's like, I want to interact with more artists and like get artists to do interviews and shit. Like, if you're an artist and you're watching this shit, like, I'm live on Facebook and on Anchor right now. If you're live and you want to hop on and say some shit or, like, talk to the microphone, that would be cool. Like, I love doing shit like that. And hearing from other artists, hearing artists' stories of, like, how they came up and shit. And no, we're not doing this shit for money. I've been getting paid from this shit for a minute. Like, when it comes to music and you get paid for it, you start thinking of this shit as a business perspective instead of just like from one view, you know? So it's completely fucking different. It's completely different. It's a different ass vibe. But we're in an era of where like people are gonna support you whether they fuck with your music. And if they don't support you or not fuck with your music, then like some people just support people just to fucking bandwagon. Like, don't be that person that's on bandwagons. Like, if you see someone booming and you jump on their shit because they're booming, I consider that like a bandwagon. Like, support the upcoming artist. Like, if you find a local artist and you like their music, share this shit. Like, if you hear a dope song from an upcoming artist, like, give them props, dude, because like they're not fucking up there yet. So it's like, what's the point of like backlashing these upcoming artists or like not giving them the feed they deserve? Most of these artists coming up deserve the feed, you know, or they deserve fucking to get heard. It's just the support is not there no more. Like, people do not know how to support. They rather hate, or they rather tell another man their music is whack. In reality, it's like, how the fuck is that building someone, or is that making your music better to tell someone else that their music's whack? Like, I never understood this shit. And I think we're just in like a generation or an era where people are scared to see other people succeed. Like, if you're doing better than the next person, dude, if you're not getting hated on in general, you're not doing something right. So I see that as like a big motivation, I guess, like, or a big advantage. If you're getting random hate or backlash from people you don't know, you're obviously doing something right. You're doing something that's fucking making people hate on you. And it's not a bad thing. Because if you got more people that are loving you, then most of the time it's fake love, you know? If you have like 100 people telling you, hey, your music's dope as fuck, you feel more intrigued when you have 10 people out of the 100 telling you your music's whack. it's like an enlightening feeling, because it's like, oh, damn, I got these random 10 people fucking pissed off. And like, I got them pissed off from something I do. But you know your music's good because you hit 100 people. It's just 10 out of the 100 people are hating on you. And it goes the same in these music groups. Like, what, I'm live in a music group right now. I don't remember which music group I'm in that I'm going live on right now. But like I said, I'm on Anchor as well going live. I don't remember what fucking music group I'm in right now, live on. But I see people going live all the time, and they're getting just constant backlash from random ass people, and these other people giving them backlash. It's a shame, because like, these other people are artists. Like, how the fuck are you a rapper hating on another rapper? Like, both you guys are in the same fucking boat. Neither one of you guys are famous. Like, literally, like, none of you niggas are famous. Like, why are you guys all hating on each other? Dude, I'm at fucking 10,000 followers on Instagram and like almost 500,000 plays on SoundCloud and YouTube and shit. You don't hear me hopping on here telling people their music sucks. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, most of the time if I get backlash from an artist, it's because they're either mad at me for some reason or they're just hating on you for no reason. Like, don't be that artist. Like, if you want to for people to take you serious, you gotta take other people serious. You have to have a business mindset for this shit. And you have to have good vibes. Like, I'm not gonna hop in a studio with you, bro. If you're fucking telling 10 rappers you have never heard of before and you're telling them that their shit's whack, I'm not gonna work with you, bro. Like, chances are I'm not gonna fuck with you because your vibe is ugly, bro. Like, you have to have a business mindset. Especially if you're trying to work on a song with someone and you're in a studio telling them that they're whack. What's the point of being in that position or being that artist to tell someone that their shit's stupid? It makes no sense. Like, you could be that. Don't be that artist with 1,000 plays, with just your first 1,000 plays, and start backlashing on everyone. Don't be that person. I don't care if you got 10,000 fucking plays, dude, or fucking, if you're at 100,000 to like 50K, then like, I guess you have some kind of like room to talk. But don't be that artist that's 100 followers, bro, and 1,000 plays, food, telling people that their music sucks. Don't be that guy. That shit's very ignorant, and you're being cocky for no reason. Hey, when I first touched my first 1,000 plays, I was happy, but then I wasn't, cause like, I felt like it wasn't enough. Like, I can do more. Like, hey, I touched 1,000. Let me go reach 10,000, and then you gotta keep your humbleness for this shit. If you're unhumble, if you're being unhumble, making music and shit, and like, basically bragging about everything. Basically bragging about your plays and all that shit, and you have very little, that shit gets taken away. You lose followers, you lose plays, you make people not want to take you serious no more. They're just like, oh, this cocky ass person, like, you're being cocky for no reason. Don't be that artist, you know? And there's a lot of you guys out there, and it's fucking whack, dude. Like, some of you guys don't even have room to talk, because some of your guys' music is not on the levels of some of these other artists that are coming up. And it's like, dude, if you want to build as an artist, you got to build other people up. Don't be that person that tries bringing everyone down. Like, that shit does not work. And it's not going to work for you. Like, the reason why it's not going to work in the end is because, like, we get back what we feed out. Everything that we feed out, we get back. So if you put negative energy into the universe, what makes you think that positivity is going to come back to you? It doesn't fucking work like that, dude. So, like, if you're on someone's live and you're commenting like 10 times on the music's whack, they're trash, like, okay, what makes you think I want to look into your music all because you commented on my shit 10 times that this shit's trash? Like, is that like an eye buzzer or an eye opener for me to like be like, hey, I'm gonna look into this artist's music? This nigga's calling me whack, his music must be dope. Like, it doesn't fucking work like that, dude. Like, you have to be humble with this shit. If not, you're gonna get humbled down real quick. And everything that light, that's bright and light food, this shit gets taken away quick. You can be booming for a whole month. Hey, you can be booming for a month, bro. You can be getting 1,000, 2,000 followers every day. You can be hitting like 5, 6K max almost every time you post a song. But if you're being unhumble about that shit, this shit gets taken away really quick. Like, your fans, all that shit, they watch all that, bro. Like, what makes you think people want to support someone that's being unhumble? It's like the whole 6ix9ine situation, like. Niggas were not fucking with that nigga after he snitched on niggas, right? No one was fucking with him. And that's exactly how it is, like, with the upcoming locals, bro. Like, if you're being unhumble, you're gonna get humbled down really quick, and that's just gonna be by local artists, and it's not gonna be fun, bro. It's not gonna be what you expected. Like, that's just, you're gonna get shut down, and niggas aren't gonna take you serious no more. Like, if you're commenting on every time someone's post or lives and telling them that their shit's whack, bro, what makes you think anyone's gonna wanna take you serious once you post your link or once you tell someone, hey, review my song? I wouldn't take you serious, bro. I don't care how many fucking plays and shit you got. If you're at, like I said, if you're at 50,000 to 100K, alright, bro, I'll give you your fucking props. Talk your shit, bro. But if you're that artist that's barely at their first 10,000 and you're at 1,000 followers, I'm not gonna take you serious. Like, it doesn't intrigue me or make me want to look into your music more. Like, I did an interview with some of the most humble artists, bro, and some of the most unhumble artists. And, yo, them humble artists got so many fucking views after that shit, bro. Like, people started looking into them. And this is a upcoming podcast, may I remind you, you know? And the fact that this shit got those humble artists more views was fucking amazing. I thought that shit was dope. Compared to the artists that were hopping on my shit, being cocky and, like, talking about shit that doesn't even make sense or that's not even relevant. Them niggas lost followers. They lost plays. And, hey, that shit, it's understandable. To me, it's way understandable. Like, you hop on someone's shit talking your shit and you're being cocky as fuck. And you're not, and you don't have the real reasons to be cocky. You don't have proof to be cocky. You're gonna get shut down, bro. No one's gonna take you fucking serious. If you hop on their shit and you have proof why you can talk your shit, and you have, like, facts to back you up, then it's like, alright, yeah, people are gonna take you serious, bro. But some people aren't into that cocky lifestyle or the cocky ways of artists, bro. Some people don't appeal to that shit. Like, the humble artists end up doing the most. They get the most. Like, you cannot just expect to hop on someone's podcast and be disrespectful and be reckless and shit and just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get hella plays from this shit. I'm gonna get more fans from this. Like, nah, nigga, you lost views. You lost fans after you being ignorant from that podcast. People watch that shit, dude. Like, if you got a following and you hop on someone's shit, dude, acting weird, every one of your fans that support you, they're watching that shit. So if you're getting on a podcast acting out of hand or, like, not being yourself, of course they're going to call you out. I will call you out on that shit because it's weird, bro. Like, why would you do such a thing? Like, don't be that nigga, bro. And this is barely podcast episode 5. Last interview I had was with an artist. I think it was YRN Dallas. Bro's out in Florida and shit. He was one of the last interviewers that I did on the podcast because I took a break from this shit for a minute. It was like one of the last interviewers. Dude, the podcast interview was very on point. There was nothing off about the kid. And his points that he came across were fucking very intelligent.
Taylor. testing me back in my day. Now I'm flexing on me now. Testing out my mind, just wanna see what it sounds like. What it sounds like.
Frost on.